The first room and the two following large rooms are given over to what we call Turner Exhibited. These are exhibition pictures, the sort of often large, not always, but often large pictures that Turner sent for public exhibition, mainly in London, usually at the Royal Academy, but also sometimes at his own private Turner's Gallery that he built in his London house in 1805. In the course of his life, as we can see in these three rooms, he exhibited an extraordinary range of subject matter: history painting, landscape painting, marine painting, modern subjects, historical subjects, and we can see how his style progresses from something that is quite old masterly, that has very self-conscious echoes of earlier artists. It might be Titian, it might be Rembrandt, it might be Claude Lorraine, it might be the 17th century Dutch marine painters like Ries Dahl, but we also see his own more personal style developing. And we haven't hung these rooms chronologically. We've deliberately mixed the periods and the types of pictures up so that you can have perhaps rather surprising juxtapositions between styles and subjects, because that way, perhaps, one can get some sense of the conditions in which Turner's work was first seen, certainly in the RA, where of course it came up against many paintings by other artists. So it had to be very strong and powerful to stand out.